Hi, welcome to Middlesex. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are excited to have you and hope that this is a great experience for you and your family. Once you turn onto campus, please help yourself to a campus map and more information about our school and programs. Please drive straight down the road until you reach the circle. As you drive, you will see our beautiful Bateman's Pond on the right. Students enjoy spending time on the docks on a sunny day or even jump in for a quick swim after an afternoon practice. Our fishing club spends a lot of time on Bateman's Pond, as does our JV crew program. It is a peaceful place for students to enjoy nature and relax. Now, as you make your way to the center of campus, you will notice a few dorms. On your left is our newest dorm, Landry House, and on the right are Clay, Bryant Payne, and Hollowell. We have a total of 8 dorms on campus, and they each range in size. Our dorms are more than just bedrooms and common areas. They are closely knit communities of approximately 25 to 35 students of all grades, 2 or 3 resident faculty members, their families, and the occasional lovable pooch or indifferent cat. Your dorm is a team, a social club, a study group, and a sanctuary. But most of all, it's home.
You will keep right as you enter the circle, which will bring you to Warburg Library and the Bass Arts Pavilion.
Warburg Library is tucked in on the right side and houses a large collection of both fiction and nonfiction materials, large study spaces designed for both individual and group work, several classrooms, the school archives, the Cohane Price Reading Room, and the Alumni and Development Office. Many students utilize this space during free blocks and study hours. To the left of the library is the Bass Arts Pavilion and Dandoff Visual Arts Center. At the center of the Bass Arts Pavilion lies our fully renovated and expanded K Main Stage Theater, with balcony seating that allows the entire student body and faculty to fit comfortably as an audience for performances, guest speakers, and all school assemblies. The theater also features a motorized orchestra pit that can be raised up to stage level and a 150-seat black box theater that is perfect for rehearsals, theater classes, and smaller performances. The Bass Arts Pavilion is connected seamlessly with the Dandoff Visual Arts Center. Here, Middlesex artists will enjoy dedicated spaces for ceramics, digital photography, and digital media, along with 2 light-filled top-floor studios for drawing and painting. To your right, almost directly in front of the Bass Arts Pavilion, you will see Elliott Hall, our main academic building on campus. Elliott Hall houses the offices of the head of school, admissions, dean of students, dean of faculty, college counseling, as well as numerous classrooms and the technology center. At the center of Elliott Hall is the Terry Room, the home to the oldest senior plaques. Each one has been professionally cleaned and restored by hand. The Terry Room is the school's quote-unquote living room and is a great place for students to study and gather. To your left, you will notice the circle, which marks the center of campus. All academic buildings, dormitories, and facilities surround the circle, making it an essential gathering place on campus. In the fall and spring, students eat lunch, play spike ball, or spend time with friends on the circle. In the winter months, the circle becomes the perfect spot for building snowmen or, on rare occasions, igloos and playing winter volleyball. Each Wednesday, the entire community floods across the circle for our weekly chapel program, and each May, we gather on the circle to celebrate the graduating class. To the right of Elliott, you will see the Clay Centennial Center. Clay Centennial Center is home to the Math and Science Department, which houses classrooms, labs and offices, as well as an 18-inch reflecting telescope with a wide-field camera, designed for deep space photography. Our biologists collect samples in conservation land in our woods, analyze data in our labs, and present their findings on the smart board. Our astronomy students don't study the universe in a textbook. They see it for themselves through our state-of-the-art observatory. Whether exploring the parameters of vector calculus, the human mind of astrology, or the night sky in astronomy, Middlesex students' academic interests burn brightly, but never out.
Set back slightly beyond Clay Centennial Center to its left is the Rachel Carson Center. In 2017, Middlesex transformed a 19th century steam plant into a multi-purpose center for music and learning. Exceptional music resonates across the Middlesex campus throughout the year and reverberates in the individual and collective memory of the school. Walking through the Rachel Carson Center, you will find professional musicians giving private lessons in almost every instrument imaginable, from flute to harmonica, guitar to ukulele. A third of our students likewise take music lessons during the year, with another third participating in chapel chorus. In addition to rehearsal and recital spaces, the RCC is home to 5 humanities classrooms, primarily used by the Spanish department. As you drive around this semicircle past the RCC, you'll see a dorm on your right named Atkins and 2 significant campus buildings, our athletic center, the Orr Gymnasium, on your right, and Ware Hall on your left. The Orr Gymnasium is home to our skating rink, basketball gym, fitness center, squash courts, wrestling room, dance studio, and athletic offices. Sports at Middlesex are a requirement for the majority of a student's time here. Freshmen and sophomores must play 3 sports, juniors 2, and seniors 1, so the athletic center is constantly occupied after the academic day is over. Our students enjoy playing sports after their classes are done because they like to be competitive and bond with their teammates. Ware Hall is another popular building for students. Ware Hall is home to our dining hall, student center, Cruz Health Center, school bookstore, administrative offices, and multiple meeting rooms. Students come here for all 3 meals, whether they're day students or boarders, and mingle with their friends in the dining hall or in the StuFac area, another name for the student center, where students can take advantage of the pool table and snacks. Now, as you drive around Ware Hall and take a right back onto the circle, you will pass 2 dorms, Kravis and Robert Windsor, leading you to a building with 4 white pillars known as Memorial Chapel. The chapel was built in 1924 as a tribute to Middlesex graduates who died during World War I and was renovated in 2003. Middlesex is a non-denominational school, so our chapel does not have any religious significance. However, it serves as a gathering space every Wednesday for our community, where we come together as an entire school to listen to one of our seniors give a chapel talk. Seniors can talk about anything ranging from their experience here at Middlesex to their friends and family to their childhood memories. Before each chapel, we are led in a mindfulness exercise by the director of mindfulness or one of the other faculty or student practitioners. As you move on from the chapel, you will see another dorm, LeBaron Briggs. Please continue to make your way around the circle until you get to the fork in the road, at which point you will make a slight right to go back down the road you entered campus on. This completes your Middlesex tour. If you have not yet submitted an inquiry and scheduled your interview, please do so in that order. If you've already completed these steps, please begin or continue your application through Gateway or SAO. Should you have any questions, please contact us at admissions@mxschool.edu. Thank you so much for visiting our campus today. We hope you had a great experience and look forward to reading your application. Drive safely.